Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. And welcome to Morning with Jesus on a Friday instead of a Thursday. So it's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, so we can hear what our divine messages are for today. And we always start off this show by introducing ourselves. And of course, when I'm having computer issues, I go first instead of DC. So, DC, this is a lead up to what's happening because my computer is being slow today. So, I will tell you guys about me. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in our lives. And now I stand in unconditional love in everything that I do. That makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me and or about DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and you will find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will connect you with DC's Facebook page. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is so much information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, so I've given myself enough time that this is all supposed to be working beautifully now. And I'm even trying a different computer. So give me a minute, DC. Because I can't bring up the Blog Talk page and actually let you click in. Yet. You know, this whole Thanksgiving, this whole week has been transformational. That's really the only way I can say it. It's like I've gotten this realization about myself. And I spend all of my time, you know, working with other people, helping them to see whatever it is that they need to see to make the changes in their lives. And I do actually spend time working on myself as well. But it's like there's been this major insight popping up in my life this week. And I actually had one this morning, not 10 minutes ago, you know. It was an insight that about myself, about how I actually felt about me. Because we do make other things and other people more important than ourselves. We actually think that one day, you know, we will finally achieve that goal of being loved and accepted by everybody else in the whole world. But we don't actually love and accept ourselves. And it's interesting to me, you know, when something like this happens, because I've been working on especially this love and acceptance thing. It's been an important part of my life for years. And I don't know, it's just kind of, it's hard to put into words. It's kind of like your eyes are suddenly open and you didn't even realize that they were closed. So, I'm still working while I'm talking, which is why I keep pausing, because I'm waiting for all of these screens to come up and show me what I need to see. All right, I am seconds away. Come on, machine. So I was doing some Dear Innate statements this morning on actually opening up to accepting myself. All right, DC, I've got you now.
Yay, hello, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone had a beautiful Thanksgiving. This is DC Love. I had some craziness all night long, Barbara. Little Jackson's toys were playing all night long. So I don't know what's going on. My goodness. But this is DC Love. I'm also known as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. Whatever one you choose to, you know, resonate with, it's okay because it's all me. And I've seen spirit from a very, very young age, and I just thought everyone did. But to get where I, you know, where I am right now, my journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit actually sitting on me to get my attention. So I really had no other choice but to listen. And this propelled me forward onto this beautiful path that I'm on. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I'm published in their books. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, and formerly a law enforcement officer. So some of the education that I received was not received in the conventional manner. I've traveled to heaven a few times. Sometimes while I was there, it was to visit loved ones, but other times it was really to attend schools of higher learning. And it helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is also where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary and discovered higher levels of consciousness and really healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed my life forever. And it really, you know, made me see that I do have a very strong connection with spirit. And since that time, I've never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, training in my 357, and now instead offering angelic love. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma at that time. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It really is a beautiful connection. And my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And now it is time for us to start hearing some of those messages. So what do you have for us?
Okay, Barbara. Okay, let me see here. Well, I do have a beautiful little prayer, and it's entitled A Pure Heart of Service, and it was written by Ellen Elizabeth Jones, my beloved spirit of all creation. I open my arms unto you, that goodness, faith, joy, laughter, love, prosperity, and abundance of all worthiness will come into my life this day. I know that you are my compass, God. I see the new direction that you are leading me in. I am grateful for this guidance. My horizons expand as you are working through me and a service capacity of fulfillment. I live and breathe goodness and self-confidence. Everyone I meet has a gift to offer to me, and as I give them the gift of service and truth, I honor the God in their presence. May this day be blessed as I prepare to give voice to all that I am. I allow the light of peace and divine inheritance into the world through my acts of service and generosity. I receive from the universal flow all that makes me, my life, a living, breathing gratitude. I am abundant in every area of my life. Thank you, God, and the holy angels for lighting my way. I allow it to be so with infinite love, peace, and joy. Amen. So with that being said, before we connected, Barbara, like you got a message. I was connecting with a magnificent unicorn. It was so beautiful, and this unicorn just wanted to tell everyone, you've got to take time out of this busy holiday season just for yourself and to play. And please, open your arms wide and accept all the gifts that the universe has for you and expect magic to happen because luck is really on your side. So I thought that was a beautiful, beautiful lesson. And also, if any of you kids are out there listening to Morning with Jesus, I know Jackson listens in, Santa has given me his phone number. So if you got a pen and paper, write it down. Okay. 951-262-3062. Once more, 951-262-3062. And tell Santa, you know, like about your list. Leave him a little message. He's waiting to hear from you. So that really is his hotline, Barbara. So I wanted to make sure all the kids had that number just in case, you know. I mean, I think it's really cool. Okay. So with that being said, we have Jesus coming in, and he's saying, blessings, beloveds. I am so happy that you could join me today. I know, you know, many of you are tired from the Thanksgiving holiday. And he's saying, I know that the holiday season is here once more. And I just ask that you all please remain in a positive mindset. There is so much going on between getting ready for gatherings with loved ones and all, you know, everything else that is going on. He's saying, but please, right now, just consciously choose to live a life that is filled with love and joy, as well as trying to resolve any conflict that may be in your life. The world needs everyone to come together in peace and, you know, differences to be really put aside. I ask that each of you do your part and take steps now to creating peace on earth for this, you know, for this new year is coming soon. Start anew because this is a time of rebirth and rebuilding. It is a time to renew your spirit and seek to have great clarity, you know, about your journey. And discover the reason you are here, beloveds. You are all part of the Earth's existence, and you're also needed. And there are so many changes that are going on, and they're all necessary. Will you choose to be a positive part of what is needed right now? You've got to realize there is no separation between yourself and your fellow man. Can you feel the collective energy? Please, connect with it now, and you will have infinite potential to bring about the massive change that is needed. This is your wake-up call. Each of you need to move in the same direction. This is a time to set your goals and move forward on your journey, assisting others on their path of enlightenment. In doing so, you will bring illumination and clarity to those in need. Do not be afraid to share your vision with others. When you come together, solutions will be found. Please connect with your inner wisdom and let the transformation begin. Now is the time. Disconnect from all the mind chatter and connect to the divine intelligence that resides within the depths of your heart. In this enlightened state, you will have the ability to recreate yourself and the world. There is nothing to worry about. I repeat, there is nothing to worry about. Just go within, and you will begin to let go of the dis-ease that has made life difficult. Create what you are seeking in the world. You are not alone. There are so many others just like you. Connect with those who share your vision, and you will find many more people who will want to create with you. Please, be the change that you want to see in the world, and realize we are all one. Each a drop in this endless ocean of love. Life is love, and love is the bridge between you and everything. Focus on what you are wanting your life to look at like, and you will see you are emerging spiritually, and you are all returning to oneness. And if you have any limitations, please allow them to fade away. And now awaken to your true potential. Give yourself permission to be the person that you've always wanted to be. Allow yourself to have all the love and joy that you have been seeking. Start today, beloveds. Decide who you really are. Recreate yourself and help others to do the same, creating heaven on earth. And I will be with you every step of the way. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, I'm cutting my messages short today. I still have a little bit of a scratchy throat. I hope that was okay for today.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say to us now. My beloved, this is the time of revelation. We say this because many of you are beginning to understand things about yourselves, about your lives, that you've never understood before. You are beginning to accept yourselves. And this is something that we have been telling you for years. But it is sometimes a long process for you to do. Because you do have to get past all of those teachings that you've had throughout your life that were judging you, that were telling you you were not, you could not, you whatever they were telling you. And now you are moving into the energy of knowing who you are. And this is a wonderful place to be. So open up to this knowing. Even though there may be parts of you that are saying, this can't be true, I can't be. Let it go. Truly, just let it go. And allow yourself to be you. You truly are wonderful. You truly are loved. You truly are deserving. You truly are a child of the Creator. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that you have to do to prove your worth. Let that soak in. Let it become the truth of you. Because it is. It's time for you to open your eyes and wake up. Wake up to who you are. Wake up to what is actually important in your life. It is time to wake up. You are loved. You are loved exactly as you are. You are loved. And you deserve it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us today.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, so now we will move on to our wonderful, amazing callers. And everyone's already pressed one, so you've got your hands up, and I'm so proud of you. All right, our first one is 1111111111. Good morning.
Greatest risings, and to be called an amazing caller is the best of the best, to be amongst the best of the best. Greetings. Peaceful
hello,
greetings.
Hello, Queen. How are you, my dear?
I am shining radiantly, full of life and love and opportunities unlimited. How are you?
Oh, I am just doing amazingly well, and I love the picture of you at the museum wearing that gold outfit and that little hat, and it was just like, oh my gosh, that was just so perfect.
Thank you so much. You know, I'm going to send you another one, though, that I thought about you that I wore the next day, that when I had it on and I they took a video of me, I thought, this is what was coming forward for me to wear. That was nice. But the other one is, I'll send it to you. Thank you. Thank you
okay.
so much for that.
for you are welcome. So what can we do for you today? What amazing things can we experience together?
Well, you know, with you saying that, let's see what Spirit wants me to experience with you all. That is amazing at this moment in time, and just let it flow. Let it grow. Let it show. Let us know. What's the word
right.
to be spread?
Wonderful.
Hello, Queen. Wonderful
Hi,
to connect
Lucy.
With
What's
you.
Up? Thank you.
Oh, it's just beautiful to hear your voice. I'm getting, you know, like you have such ancient wisdom within you, is what I'm being shown. And
mm-hmm.
you're here to help humanity. And I'm getting like there's a new, you know, a new path for you maybe, you know, during this lifetime. And, you know, you, like so many of us, are really finding out, you know, who we are becoming. Okay? So I'm getting, you know, you've got to start connecting with that beautiful power within, and you're going to see all the blessings that come your way. But, Queen, I'm getting that there may be some kind of obstruction within you. I don't know if it's, you know, within a like a personal project, if it's, you know, within your life itself, or maybe like even a relationship, but I'm getting you've got to get rid of this obstruction, okay? So I don't know what kind of obstruction it is, okay? And I'm getting, you know, like you've got to be gentle at this time, a little bit cautious, and, you know, stay determined. And I'm getting you've, you know, this blockage, obstruction, whatever you want to call it, it's sort of like not letting all of your dreams, like, come to fruition. Okay? So I don't know what the blockage is. I don't know, you know, if you know right now what the blockage is.
You know, I'm going to interject this. The other day, coming from the museum in that gold outfit, I was hit by a vehicle on my side. So I don't know if that has anything to do with what you're picking up.
Okay, yeah, wow. I, you know what, I'm sorry to hear that. That's really terrible. That's really terrible. I don't think I picked that up. I'm just getting, like, God's grace is forever yours. And there is just, like I said, I don't know exactly what it is that you're holding on to, Queen, but there's something that you're holding on to that really, did you feel a release when you were hit?
A release. A jolt. A jolt.
Oh, I could imagine. Oh, my gosh. I could really imagine. I mean, that's unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. Yeah, I'm just getting like there is some kind of obstruction within you. So, I mean, I don't think Spirit would have you be hit with a car for sure, you know. And this is a very fertile time for you because you are, you know, this beautiful goddess of creation. So I'm going to ask Barbara, maybe she can come in with Jesus and figure out what this, you know, obstruction may be within you.
Okay.
And getting, you know, like you've got to let the light come in and illuminate, you know, your whole being. And there's so many, like, different opportunities. And there's, like, everything that you've been wanting to manifest is, like, waiting for you. There's so much, you know, within. And I'm getting there's, like, you know, abundant light within you. And, Queen, you certainly are, like, a beacon of light for everyone to see, you know. But I don't know, like I said, I can't, they're not giving me a clear picture exactly, like, what the, you know, the obstruction could be. That I'm not sure. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to see if Barbara can pick up on that. But I'm getting, like, you know, like, you're here to illuminate the path for others. And I'm getting, please don't, like, dim your light, you know, because the universe right now is expanding. You are expanding because you are part of the universe, Queen, okay? So, you know, all of your light is needed. Okay. I'm getting, yeah, like, with the obstruction, you sort of dim your light in a way at times. And I don't, they're not.
A pattern.
What was that, Queen?
A pattern of, you know, that still needs to be shifted. I can believe that.
Okay. Okay. Well, just please take it easy. I'm sorry to hear about your accident. My goodness. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But we just want to, you know, help you to heal whatever it is within Queen that you're holding on to. Okay. And I'm getting, you really need to spend time just like with you, not researching or anything, but just spending time with yourself. Do you take time just for, like, you, Queen, to focus on your, you know, you and not, you know, your all your projects and whatever you're working on?
I do.
Okay. Because I'm just getting, you know, there's, like, some kind of burdens that you're holding on to. You know, I'm getting burdens as well. And Mother Earth is trying to help you release them as well. And you sort of have to learn how to say the word no, Queen.
I've been told that before.
Okay. We have Archangel Michael with you, and he's cutting cords, you know, of attachments to different people, and he's asking you to, you know, fully release, you know, all of the burdens you're holding on to, and just like let Mother Earth have them as well, okay? So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and figure out, like I said, what the obstruction is, and you've got to get rid of the burdens and go forward on your beautiful path. Okay, and, you know, this should be a simple process is what I'm getting. It could be simple. It could be easy. The angels are all supporting you. And it's sort of your, like you're aligning what your, you know, what your true path, okay? And I'm just seeing there's going to be new frequencies coming in for you, okay? And it's like a restructuring process where you're releasing all the old, Queen, okay? So that's what I'm getting. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And Barbara, I'm going to have to step away for a little, for like maybe a minute or two. Jackson needs my attention, okay?
Thank you, Deesa.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Okay, there's all these beautiful beings who are lining up to be a part of this, whatever it is we're going to do, so... And I want to let everyone know that everyone who wants to be a part of whatever this is we're going to do, all you have to do is say yes.
Yeah.
We knew you wanted to be a part. Okay. So right now I'm just seeing all of these amazing divine beings who are coming to join us. And there's, I can't even tell you how many. It's just more than I could even imagine counting. And I'm not going to try. So here we go. So they're forming a circle around us. Around you and me and everyone who's on this call and everyone who's listening to this call at any time, you are part of this beautiful circle of divine beings who are here with us now. And there's this beautiful light that is forming in the circle. It's a golden light, but there's different little flex, like sparkles that are part of this beautiful circle of light. And it's a wonderful, smooth light. Yeah. I've never described a light as smooth before, but that's the way it feels. Actually, I'm hearing the word caramel. It does. It almost feels like caramel, like liquid caramel. That's weird. Okay. So we are standing in the middle of this circle of this beautiful caramelized gold light with little flecks of colors and brightness throughout it. And there are these, okay, I think it's the Council of Three who are now standing in front of us. And they have these beautiful smiles on their face. They're so happy to be here. And so now we are standing in a circle and we're holding hands with the Council of Three. And this beautiful energy is flowing through them, through their hands, through our bodies. And it's just this amazing connection of energy. You may feel the energy moving through you now. That's absolutely fine. Sending chills up my spine. Now Divine Mother is also joining our circle. Mm-hmm. The energy is intensifying. And it's like the beautiful caramelized golden light is now also flowing through us, along with the energy that we're getting from the Council of Three and from the Divine Mother. The Divine Mother is saying, just relax and receive, just relax and receive. There's nothing more you need to do. Relax and receive. And this is all about truly accepting your grandeur, truly accepting your power, truly accepting your beauty, truly accepting your right to have a phenomenal life. This is removing all of the residual traces of I can't, I shouldn't, this can't happen to me. All of those false beliefs, that negativity that you were taught throughout your whole life, all of that is just melting and dripping out of the soles of your feet because you no longer need it in your life. Each of you is so much more than you have ever imagined. And we are helping you now to shift your energy in a beautiful way that allows you to become awake and alive, that allows you to move forward in your life, that allows you to transcend all of those old beliefs and to stand in your magnificence. So just breathe deeply and let the energy flow. Breathe deeply and open your heart, open your mind, open all that you are. And I'm seeing an image of things just melting inside of us, from different parts of us. And they're just melting away. And that includes old injuries, aches and pains, doubts and fears, childhood traumas. Oh, boy, this energy is wonderful. And just breathe and feel it. You're truly allowing your life to be more. Now there are these other rings of light that are coming down from the heavens. And they are joining the flow that is going through our hands. So there's like all the colors of the rainbow are there. And there's just more energy flowing through us, opening us up. Opening us up. And now Jesus is joining our circle. And now his energy is also flowing through us. Now these archangels are joining our circle, and there's even more energy flowing through us. Ooh, this is getting strong. Okay. And just breathe and allow. Breathe and allow. Breathe and allow. This is a time of incredible transformations in our lives. This is time for taking us beyond our minds, beyond our thoughts. This is a time for taking us back to the truth that resides in our hearts and is now filling every cell of our being, every part of our auras, every place we exist, knowingly or unknowingly. Just breathe and let this energy in. Breathe as it is transforming you. You're opening us up to that beautiful crystalline energy. It's changing us on the physical level as well as other levels. Just breathe and allow. Divine Mother is saying, we will be with you and you will be in this energy for several days. So just give yourself a chance to absorb this new way of being. It will bring phenomenal changes into your life. Some of them will be things that you have dreamed of but never really believed was possible. And so much of it will be beyond what you have ever dreamed. The time is now. The place is here. And you are the one. Okay, we're going to stay in this beautiful energy. You can begin coming back to the here and now. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay, so she wants to know if you have any questions.
Oh, always questions. I'm thankful for the exchange of energy from more of source of all, the First Mother. And any questions about, wow, direction? And as I ask the question, she is the direction for me to focus on. I have no questions. I'm full. Thank you all for
saying with this energy, you will have deeper understandings of yourself, your life, of everything that is happening.
accepted.
Yeah. You
and I'm
going to
say,
go ahead.
Please. No, you go ahead.
No, she was just saying you have gifts that will be coming up that you didn't realize that you had. So that should be interesting, too.
And, Queen, this is Dee. I have to ask you a question. I'm getting a totem animal around you, the sloth, S-L-O-T-H.
It's an ugly
and I've never
creature.
Even Yeah, but they
I
have the ability to
turn
their head all the way around and see what's behind them, you know? So they do have some unique qualities. Okay,
it's like
so you're
a,
asked
it's like
to...
a panda. It looks kind of like a panda, like... to make sure I'm looking at the same.
I mean, they're like brown. They're not like black and white like a panda, but they're a unique little creature, and they're very ancient mammals.
Okay.
Okay? And the sloth is just, you know, helping you to just, you know, be peaceful is what I'm getting, and helping you to evolve is what it's showing me. And just relax and be at peace with yourself. Don't worry. Okay? So they know how to conserve their energy. And they're animals of deep introspection. And they really know their own, you know, spiritual self. So the sloth has a lot, you know, to bring to you. They're very good-hearted and helpful. They're adaptable. They're not aggressive. They're very kind. And they don't change their minds easily. Okay, but they are, you know, they seem to, like, you know, at times be very laid back, and they're very intuitive. So I feel like, you know, the sloth has a lot of good qualities right now, and it wants to help you to go into, like, a place of deep introspection, you know, and really, like, you know, really, like, learn more about your spiritual self, and then you're going to see all the opportunities that are there for you. And they love to meditate, Queen. They love meditating.
I will tune into the sloth on this full moon in Gemini. And
beautiful.
I'm seeing an image of what I think they look like. And when I said that they were strange-looking creatures, strange to how we determine, how I determine what is strange. But each creature is beautiful in its own way.
Yes.
That's for sure. Thank you, DC. We're coming back.
Oh, you're welcome.
And the appointed anointed, divinely appointed anointed, activated one. I thank you. I thank you again for your blessings and your sharing. And I'll send you that. If you like the gold, you're going to like the other. You're going to love the
other.
Okay. Because, you know, she was on, what is it, on Fleek? Is that the thing? She had leveled up. It was like, okay, you know, this is like, even a reflection of myself and that in experience is very satisfying. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, now we will move to our next caller, who is the beautiful, joyous Helena.
You guys are just so kind and loving and wonderful. Good morning.
Good morning. What can we do for you today?
I guess I do want a message, and also if there's any info on when the roommate saga might end.
Okay, let's see what DC has first.
Okay.
Okay, excuse me.
Bless you.
About the roommate? I couldn't hear you, Helena.
I said, God bless you. Oh, about the
roommate? Oh, yes, thank you. Yes.
Just wondering if, you know, this whole thing will come to an end where I'll get to a point where I won't need a roommate anytime soon.
Okay. Well, the first thing, the first word I got was to surrender everything. Okay,
yeah.
I'm getting problems are resolving. There's misunderstandings. There's like some blockages here. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to stop, ask yourself, what outcome is it that would make you happy?
Okay.
Okay? And we have our beautiful lady of nourishment with us, and she's saying, my beloved Helena, what is it, my child, that you are hungering for? Is it security? You know, is it an opportunity? Is it possessions? What is it that you're wanting right now? And she's saying, allow me to be there with you and to help fill that hunger through the divine presence. You know, and she's with you, and she's here to give you spiritual nourishment, guidance. And she's saying, what, you know, do you want most this year, my beloved? So she's placing this beautiful silver platter in front of you, okay? And she's saying, what you wish will bless not only your life, but the entire planet and the infinite universe is Helena. Okay, so I'm getting surrender in like massive big letters, okay?
Yeah.
And just be at peace and surrender this whole situation. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of stress. And you just feel like you're not in control. You've got to open mm-hmm. your heart and completely surrender. And then you're going to find the peace that you are seeking. And you're going to see that your life is going to unfold in so many beautiful ways. It's going to feel like, you know, like the magic, you know, that I talked about, like with the unicorn, that entering mm-hmm. your life. Okay?
Yeah.
So when you surrender fully, you're going to see miracles unfold for you, Helena. You're going to understand all the possibilities that are in front of you. Okay? And you've got to understand that even this experience in your life may not be ideal, but it is, you know, it is needed for your spiritual growth, okay?
Okay.
So, and, you know, why are you fearing, you know, like giving this up to spirit, giving this whole situation? Why are you holding on to, like, emotions? And there's some emotions you're holding on from the past. Okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to...
Yeah.
Everything's happening in divine perfect order, Helena. Okay, and this is a beautiful time of transformation for you. So you've got to let go of, like, all the false beliefs that you have about yourself. Okay? You are like this magnificent phoenix rising, okay? So, you've been reborn from the ashes. And, you know, you've got to let go of all those old beliefs, you know, your habits, anything that no longer, you know, serves you or fits into the new you, because you're moving into a higher perspective, Helena, okay?
Yes.
So all those old patterns, dysfunctional patterns, they're
mm-hmm.
all going to be, like, burned away with this beautiful new phoenix that is rising. And
great.
You know that deep within you, you know what the changes are that you desire to make,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so... You are moving toward, you know, your true nature, and this is a time to release all your fears, okay? And, you know, this beautiful goddess is with us, and she's going to help you. And I'm going to call in Barbara and Jesus to help you to release all those fears and everything that
okay.
no longer serves you, okay? So
yeah.
You've got to take a little time just for you and decide what it is you want that's most important to you. And you've got to let go of the things that don't mean as much, because you're really overwhelmed. And when you get into that state of mind, you know, nothing really gets your complete energy. And
yeah,
like it's like you're doing like tidbits of everything. Okay, so I'm going to turn you over, Helena, to Jesus and to Barbara, honey. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Hello. Okay. Hello. Okay, so, you know, you are also standing in this beautiful circle of energy that I was describing
mm-hmm.
with Queen. That's happening with you as well. And right now, you are releasing things from your solar plexus from that chakra.
Okay.
Your old identities, the old ways that you used to see yourself, they're melting and they're seeping out of the soles of your feet. You're letting those go. So if you're feeling something in that area, just let it happen, because that's already happening right now. So this is about shifting your focus. It's so much about just shifting your focus. Because for so long you've made everything else in the world more important than you.
Yeah.
And it's time to just let that go. And so what Divine Mother is saying is, when you look at the world and you look at yourself, we want you to start seeing the beauty in you. We want you to truly see your power. You are not small. You are not insignificant. You never have been, and you never will be. You are opening up to your own light, to your own truth. And we are helping you with this. And as this is happening, you will find that all of those other things become insignificant. And that you recognize yourself and value yourself. And you will no longer be talking about the roommate or any other issue, because they will not be issues. This is about moving beyond where you have been. This is about moving beyond where you have imagined being. This is about moving into your power, your truth, your magnificent life. And when you are in this energy, in this magnificence, there is no poverty, there is no lack, there are no problems. It's simply a matter of you recognizing that you create in every moment. You create, and giving yourself the freedom to create what you desire. So just breathe and let go. There's nothing more that you need to do. Just breathe and let go. This is not a battle you are fighting. So just breathe and let go. You are not your enemy, so just breathe and let go. Okay, that's what she's saying. How does that feel?
Lovely.
Yeah. Especially hearing, excuse me, you are not your enemy. Because it's like, you know, I get on myself, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, you should be doing this, and, you know, it gets crazy.
Yeah. Now you can let all of that go.
Yeah.
So she says, think of the most wonderful person that you can think of. And then start saying to yourself, I am equal to them.
Mm. Okay.
And, of course, I'd say put the deer and Nate in front of it, but, you know.
Might as well. I mean, every little bit helps.
And if you want to, you can just go through a whole list of people, or you can, you know, Google different stars or whatever on the internet. Look at their picture and say to yourself, dear Nate, I am equal to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lately it's been about directors and a couple of movie stars, and I'm in such awe of their work. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Start letting yourself know that you are equal to them. They are not better than you. They are not more capable than you. They don't have the right to be more successful than you. You are equal to them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, both of you. Both of you are just lovely. Thank you.
No, baby.
Thank you, Helene.
This is the time of great transformation, so your life is changing. Let it, okay?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Thanks.
All right. So, you're welcome. And we are moving to our next caller from area code 850. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hello, Sheila. What can we do for you today? This is Barbara. DC is here.
Oh, hi. I was trying to contact her on Facebook, and I was unable to.
Oh, well, so, she's here right now on the show, so what did you want to know?
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hi, DC.
Hi.
Yeah, I was trying to, for some reason, it didn't connect. I was trying to make an appointment with you, but it didn't connect. So, do you have an email address or I can reach you?
Okay, you know what? Are you on my Facebook, hon?
Yes, I went there, but I sent a message, but I didn't get through.
Okay, you know what, I don't want to give out anything like over the air here.
Oh, okay, I understand. No problem.
Okay, but you can, Barbara, well, how did you find the number? Like, you saw the ad for the show?
Actually, no, I didn't. I didn't see the ad, I just saw your page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm just going to put the intention that the angels let you connect with me. And we'll be able to connect, okay? And Barbara has your number. You know what? Barbara has your number. In fact, she's going to message it to me after the show. Right, Barbara?
Okay, hold on. Let me write it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All good. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay.
My question, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my question lately is I've been dealing with a lot of I notice a trend like bullies, like, you know, like I feel bullied sometimes with my supervisor and sometimes my surroundings. So I was wondering how I could resolve that.
Hey, I'm getting there's going to be someone that's going to come in to give you some advice, hon. So be open to someone helping you with your, you know, your issue. And just be optimistic about it and visualize this scenario as you want to see it, as it being healed, okay? Stay positive, and I'm getting positive results will, you know, come your way. And I'm getting as well on control your emotions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, don't let your emotions get the best of you, and as well, don't let other people, you know, affect you that way either. Try to stay detached from them, and it's not your fault that this is happening, okay?
Yeah.
Just
good.
Stay centered, Sheila, okay? And focus on what you are really wanting, okay? And I'm getting, you know, as you do, you're going to see how things start changing. You're going to see that you're also going from a mindset of scarcity to a mindset of abundance. You're going to align, you know, with creation, with God, with the divine, and everything that has held you back is finally just fading away, and you're going forward into a beautiful future, Sheila. Okay?
Okay. And
visualize
is this person
the way you want to see? Go ahead, honey.
I'm sorry. Is this person that's coming to help me, is are they from my job or another source?
I'm not sure. I just saw it looked to me like a gentleman. I'm getting there's going to be a major change, you know, coming your way to help you. It's going to be really significant.
Okay.
Okay. And this is like the light at the end of the tunnel for you. Release.
Oh, great.
That no longer serves you, you know, and it's a time
to
remove like even those people that no longer serve you. Okay. This is a time of amazing new energy. This is a beautiful new beginning for you. Okay, so we have Archangel Michael coming in. He's going to help you at this time, okay? And I'm getting just stay positive because there's going to be good news coming your way, okay? And whatever it is
that
you want, well, it's coming. So please don't, you know, don't be worried about anything.
Okay. Thank you.
And just, you know, the angels are surrounding you, and they're going to help you to speak your mind with confidence, okay? And to do it in a loving way where you're, you know, people are going to, like, see that you're speaking your truth, and then they're going to admire you for it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm getting, you know, like, this situation is going to be healed.
Okay, great.
So focus on, like I said, just please focus on just what you're wanting. The more you focus on a situation the way it is and not seeing a solution, it just grows.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Oh, sorry. I still have a little bit of a tickle in my throat. But the person coming forward is very intelligent and professional.
Okay.
And I'm getting, like, things are, like, moving so fast. They're, like, they're going into high speed for you. So
oh,
be
great.
Prepared for really fast solutions, hon.
Okay, great.
Okay? And I see, you know, the archangels are surrounding you as well. And I see, like, a lot of achievement around you, honey. So, Sheila, focus on, you know, or, you know, not in your beautiful, like, your with your energy, okay? Your energy is very high. And the more you stay positive, you know, it just gets better and better, okay? Archangel Metatron is with you. Have you ever heard of, like, Metatron's Cube or the Merkaba?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? You kind of went out a little bit.
Sorry, Archangel Metatron is with you. He uses his Metatron's Cube. It's also called the Merkaba.
Oh, never heard that before.
So he's going to use that cube to help you to instantly manifest your dreams, okay?
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I'm even getting there's a possibility that you'll be traveling soon. Have you made any plans?
Oh, no. That's great. No, I haven't.
Okay, well, just, you know, if it's in your interest, just, you know, let it come. But things are definitely looking up for you, and I am getting, because I just feel like such energy that you are going to be taking a trip, Sheila, and I'd like you to call us back, you know, after you've gone on that trip and let us know how amazing it was, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. But it's not over yet. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing here, and I think you're going to feel much better, okay?
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Thank you, DC.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sheila. Let me see what they're saying we need to do. Okay, so I would encourage you to go back and listen to this entire show because there was work that we did earlier that is also going to work on you, where we connected with this beautiful, incredible energy of Divine Mother and these goddesses and Jesus, and it was energy that will change your life, that will help you to let go of everything that is getting in your way so that you can start living your life from that beautiful place of unconditional love that each and every one of us was created from. So that's the first thing they're saying.
Okay.
So we are going to do some dear innate statements, and we each have an innate body, that's I-N-N-A-T-E, and this innate body is connected with our past, our Akashic records, our divine selves. It's connected in all of these ways. So when we are making these statements, we are making changes in every aspect of our existence. So I will say the statement, and then I want you to repeat it out loud. And each statement will start with dear innate, because that is who we are talking to. Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, I allow my life to change.
Dear innate, my life is my choice.
Dear innate, my life is my choice.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, no one has power over me.
Dear innate, I am loved by God.
Dear innate, I am loved by God.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
Dear innate, I deserve the best.
And just take a nice deep, deep breath. How does that feel?
Feel great. Feel a lot lighter.
Yeah. Yeah. See, as you were saying that, you were letting go of all of the energy that used to say the opposite or whatever it used to say.
Okay. I'm glad to give rid of that.
This is really a time of transformation for everybody, for this whole world. And so when you go back and listen to that recording, it's going to take you into this amazing energy that they have us all in now. And it's going to amplify that so that changes in your life are happening even faster than they would have happened otherwise.
Okay.
Because this is a time of tremendous change. So experience that, and I sent DC your number, and hang on, because your life is definitely going to change in huge ways, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You are welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, DC. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome, sweetie.
You're welcome.
Okay, DC, we are finished for today. Oh, I need to go lay down.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm going to lay down myself. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't miss today, Barbara. You know, I just couldn't. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I am so glad that you didn't. This has been wonderful. And in an hour, I get to come back and do another show.
Yes. Oh, God bless you. Oh, my goodness. Well, I thank you for everything. And this is just, you know what, I have my, that's what I needed. You know, I've been taking some natural things to get rid of this, but I needed a little bit of vitamin G, Barbara. And I think, you know, I got that little bit, and I feel wonderful, yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, all right, well, take care of yourself.
Thank you. And you have a blessed day, Barbara, and thank you for all that you do for others. My goodness.
You're welcome. And I want to let everybody know that DC Love and I will be back on Love and Amazing Grace on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock Central Time. And we invite you to join us then.
Yes, it's a beautiful time as well. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, that's it for today, everybody.
Hey,
thanks
everyone.
So much for listening. Bye-bye.